I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Ramon Calderon. He is a Cuban musician, and joining us also is Solar Banner. She is producer of the event series, along with Ramon, Cuban Night. And we missed the first one, but we've got three more coming up this Friday and the next couple of Fridays. It's about 400 years of Cuban music. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias.
So 400 years of Cuban music, that sounds suspiciously like 400 years of Santa Fe. Did you do this because of our 400th anniversary?
Yeah. Pensamos.
Precisely, that is the reason why we decided to do this 400-year concert, to commemorate in conjunction with, not only to commemorate 400 years of Cuban music, but also in conjunction with the 400-year celebration of Santa Fe, the founding of Santa Fe. So
this coming Friday, the 29th of October, is a Cuban Afro-Cuban night. This is all, by the way, happening at the Lodge here in Santa Fe. Afro-Cuban music, are we talking about popular music? Are we talking about folkloric music?
Bueno, nosotros vamos a hablar sobre las dos partes.
And that's exactly right. That's what we're doing. We're doing an Afro-Cuban mix of, first of all, how this changed from originally Spanish music and also the indigenous music that was in Cuba. But when the Afro came in as the slaves, the Afro people came in as slaves, then they began to change that music. And this is, you know, this is also how Cuban music has evolved into modern day Cuban music, where there are a lot of African influences.
Let's hear an example of some Afro-Cuban music so that people have a sense of what we're talking about.
The Afro-Cuban.
In the 1600s, when we first had our first African influences, it had a lot of resistance from the music that was already in existence in Cuba, which was the Spanish influence.
So the Spaniards were resisting the African music, the African drumming.
Correct.
Because it was slave music, it was African music, it was unfamiliar to them.
Yeah.
So in 1692, when the naval British forces came to Cuba and remained there for a period of 10 months, there was a relaxation in the rules that the Spaniards had set for the African slaves, and there was a time when the English began to manufacture instruments there. And so what they did is they let the African slaves go ahead and play the drums, which had been forbidden by the Spanish previously.
There's another interesting piece of this, which is that there are so many different kinds of Afro-Cuban and Afro-Caribbean music.
Yeah. Sí, las Islas del Caribe fueron como...
The islands in the Caribbean were founded by Spain, England, France, and Holland. And most of these Afro-Caribeños came to Cuba with their folkloric music. So that's why this night it's not just Afro-Cuban, but it is more a mix of all of these.
Afro-Caribbean.
Afro-Caribbean.
Afro-Caribbean or Anglo-Caribbean or French-Caribbean.
Yeah. That's why when you listen to the music, you listen to it with different accents and also in different languages. And that's why also the mix in the dances.
And you're going to have some Cuban dancers at the performance.
Yeah. Tenemos a Jenny, tenemos Melao.
So we have two Cuban dancers, Janie and Melao, who are both from Cuba, and they are doing a ribbon dance around a pole. And the ribbons are actually woven somehow into the pole. And these dances have never been seen here in the United States before. This will be the first time.
Is that right? Very interesting.
So a lot of this music has never been recorded before, and I remember this music from when I was in Cuba, and there was actually, you know, the music there that I could take from, but this music that I did was actually music, scat music or a cappella music that I've done for this particular thing, but for the first time we're going to present it here.
And with instruments.
In Santa Fe, and with instruments.
Let's hear an example of this, of some of this music.
Yo mambe,
yo,
guaco nan congo,
gua,
dale mareku,
mareku sa,
yo mambe,
yo,
congo no calla muchachos, congo no calla. Congo no calla muchachos, congo no calla, congo no calla,
congo no calla muchachos, congo no calla.
And that's an example of Afro-Cuban music, and we're going to be hearing some of that on Afro-Cuban Night this Friday, the 29th of October. How much do we know about Cuban music from 400 years ago, 300 years ago, and so on, before there were recordings?
Bueno, nosotros precisamente el viernes pasado comenzamos.
And that's exactly what precisely happened is, you know, this music, the actual concert began in what we did with the Tonadas from 1562, so it was a little bit actually before 400 years. But what changed in Cuban music during that time, there were these two poets who had the 10-verse system of poetry. And so there is where some of these changes happened. It's called the Espinal verse. And this is where we get the Guajira flamencas during this time period. In 1610, the capital was founded. New Mexico, which is Santa Fe, was founded, well, 2 years earlier in 1608 was the capital, which at that time was Santiago de Cuba, and which was later moved to Havana because of all these invasions from pirates and corsairs. And so it's interesting that both cities were just 2 years apart in their founding.
The capital Havana and the capital Santa Fe, very interesting.
So it's around the same time as the two cities were founded that this new verse, 10 verse from Espinal was also introduced into the music, and that's where we get the Guajira Flamenca. And at this time too, because Havana had many ports, the people would take these guajiras and songs back to Spain as well. So there was a lot of interaction going on there with music.
One of the things that's coming up on the 5th of November, also a Friday, is French Cuban Night. And I think people may not know that there is a real French musical influence in Cuba. We know that Haiti has a French influence, but people don't think of that in Cuba. What happened?
Yeah, in Cuba, hemos tenido varias emigraciones.
So in 1791, Haiti had a revolution. And what most people don't know is that there was this huge migration, and it was the very wealthy people who were coming to Cuba, but they were also bringing in their slaves from Haiti, their black slaves from Haiti during this time. So these people who migrated also brought their artistic, the way that they lived. They brought,
chamber
for instance,
music. Musica de camera, chamber music.
Yeah, musica de camera, which is chamber music. But they also brought in their art, and they brought in a lot of the things that they had being upper class, very upper class people. And so this is what was brought into Santiago de Cuba. And so it began to change things there for the people who were there. And this influence added more to the music that was already there.
Should we hear an example? ¿Podemos escuchar un ejemplo?
Oh, sí. Podemos escuchar a La Bella Cubana de José White.
So that was an example of Cuban music with a very French influence, and that's something that you're going to be performing on Friday night, the 5th of November. Now, we talked about Afro-Cuban Night, which is this coming Friday, French Cuban Night, which is the 5th of November, and then on the 12th of November, Cuban Night. What does that mean? I mean, Cuban music is so much a combination of all of these influences, African, Spanish, French.
And United States.
And United States. So what is Cuban?
Cuban is in
1898 through 1902 began the Spanish-American War, and so they also began to bring in more influences into Cuba with the music from here. And then there also was a process where the Spanish music was also going away from Cuba. And also there was like a small resistance from the people of Cuba to have the music from the United States come into Cuba.
Because of a nationalistic feeling.
Yes, because of the nationalistic. And because of this independence movement, there was a little bit of rebelliousness when the music first began to come in. So then there was kind of a new movement that evolved from that, which was a little bit rebellious too, where there was trying to recapture some of the folkloric stuff and at the same time bringing in the new stuff. Yeah, we began to experience some acceptance in Cuban music in 1930 when the song El Manicero came out, The Peanut Vendor, which of course many of the jazz people picked up and began to perform. There began to be then a bigger acceptance and relationship with, for instance, the jazz bands in 1945 and also with Cubop. So everyone, I think, is familiar with when the mambo came in and the cha-cha-cha came in and salsa and casino came in. And so this is kind of what we're familiar with as Cuban music.
So Cuban music, shall we hear an example of that right now?
Bueno, sí, Changui Son y Charanga Son, que son los grupos que estamos tocando acá, música en vivo en Santa Fe.
So we're going to hear something, the kind of music that Changui Son plays, and they're here in Santa Fe. They are playing after every single one of these Cuban night concerts. So there will be a concert of music and then a dance night with Changui Son, and this really represents what we might call Cuban music. I want to thank you, Ramon Calderon, Cuban musician, and Solar Banner, producer of the event series Cuban Night. And these are going to be happening the next... We didn't get in time to do this before the first one, but then this Friday and the next two Fridays after that, the next three Fridays at the Lodge here in Santa Fe. And for more information, you can call 992-2800. And you can also get tickets at Santa Fe Music and Piano. Their number there is 989-8998. And they are right here in the same plaza as the Santa Fe Baking Company. So thank you both so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And we will see you on Friday night.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.